Hey, this is Giddy, and I'm hanging out with
Lux.
Lux, who's from his exquisite room.
It's so fancy
somewhere in USA. And you are in the States these days, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, all right. All right, so we have another edition of Dirty Bathwater Dating after 50. Yeah, I hate that, you know, and it's getting closer to even other decades, you know, every day.
Yeah, that's not a fun thing to look forward
to. No, it's not. No, I don't know how to stop aging because, you know, my dad always say the alternative is far worse, eating dirt or dust or whatever.
Being dead.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of us don't die. We just, you know, we flicker off, you know, like little butterflies and we can become part of the cosmos.
We can, or we could. Remember we talked about a few weeks ago on our show, Living Into 125. Check out that show. It's like I think it's the third show from the. I mean, the
yeah,
third
is
one
it true from. Or fiction? Well, only Elon Musk knows.
And yeah, and lots of other. Yeah, it's very interesting. Anyway, so who knows? So today, what are we going to talk about today?
You want to keep us old people safe from those. Right. Nasty predators.
Yes, because there's a growing trend. People are listening to us and people are actually dating online now. Finally, it's up 66%, Kitty.
So you think we have something to do with that?
I sure hope so. The 1% that listen to us in the world, I guess. I want to do a big shout out to people in Canada that are listening to us. That's one of our biggest followings. Thank you, Canadians. Send us an email. Let's interact, man. Let's talk. We want to get you guys on the show.
What other exciting countries are out there?
India's on us. Milan. No, Milan's not us.
Italy.
Italy. Got so many, Giddy. It's every continent people are listening to us, which is great. But the highest is a US of A. And
come on, New Zealand, Europe. You gotta listen more.
Europe is good. We got people from Australia, Thailand. I'm honored. Thank you guys so much for listening to us.
And for listening.
Yeah,
how do we keep everybody safe? All these people from all over the world, so they don't meet the people you've been meeting.
Well, scammers. You got to figure out if a person is a scammer or not. And I think we've talked about it lots of times, but I'll just go.
Yeah, what happened to your friend?
Which one?
You thought about bringing him on the show.
My
wife,
Brent?
Who had some difficult, trouble with scammers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm still talking to him. He kind of wanted more of a rehearsed response. He wanted to know the questions. He wanted us to record his.
Well, obviously he doesn't
response.
Listen to our show.
Yeah. He wanted to record a response. I said, that's not how you. We're not doing a TED talk. We're not going to record your pre-record your responses. We want it live and interactive and exciting.
Well, so, you need to secretly tape him. I'm just kidding.
I should have.
That would be totally unethical. I understand. But of course, we're above board on everything. So,
but I mean, he's still, I think he's still considering it. But if you would listen to us, buddy,
I bet if somebody promised to date him, he would come on.
Well, he's still, he's still having issues with the person. And
no, I meant if the prize were that he got to date somebody in the audience, he might do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we could do something like that.
Do a setup.
We can.
Well, that can be his prize.
Set him up with somebody. So another
it may not be someone else's prize, but all right. All right. Tell me about the scam things again.
Okay, so if you're talking to somebody and they're really utilizing chatbots, if you guys don't know what chatbots are, check out Bard and what's another one? Tons of chatbots are basically, they're not very smart, but they have a lot of information.
You can just Google chatbot.
Yeah, chatbot.
Just chatbot, B-O-T.
But you could figure out, you could set up a chatbot to interact with people. So a lot of
Chad bought it first was Board of Trustees. You know.
Giddy. But yeah, so what's happening is these scammers are using chatbots to interact with multiple seniors, because I guess one of the most gullible, and they manipulate.
So they're talking to multiple seniors at the same time, sort of ménage à trois.
Ménage à trois. But they're all of their goal is to get money and rip you off. So if you're talking to someone and they're constantly saying, well, I'm just too darn shy to be in front of the camera, they're bullshit.
You need to watch either the MTV, catfishing show.
Yeah.
Or you can watch any of TLC stuff where people are always getting scammed internationally.
Yeah, but the scary thing about it, Kitty, is that no matter how much we warn people, love is blind. And
did you see this big show on TV? Because people are so lonely, and I sent you a screenshot from it. I mean, this guy committed suicide because basically he was scammed and lost a lot of money, but he felt so bad about it, he was ashamed. And so he killed himself, which is extreme, but...
And
that's, people feel lonely when someone takes, not only do they break their heart, but they break their bank.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're in a lonely epidemic, and a lot of people are lonely. But I think the reason why we're lonely is that our expectations are so high. And the reason why our expectations are so high is because we're watching too much TV. Stop watching TV, technology, and your little ads, because they're fooling you guys. Not everybody looks like a god darn model.
Then what's the point of dating?
Well, I mean, it's not about the
looks. I'm just kidding. No. my favorite channels are Lifetime, the Murder Channel, as my friends call it. Murder men usually.
You're not a Black Widow, are you, Kitty?
No, I don't ever. I mean, because I don't date anybody with money, so I wouldn't be able to get anything out of it. I'm willing to try.
Yeah. Oh, the biggest thing too is if somebody, a lot of seniors now are dipping their feet into international waters, and they are also talking to people outside of the country.
Yeah.
But with beautiful women or beautiful
And they're
men.
Also, and they think that won't cost them anything. But, the thing about that, it kind of pisses me off. It's like they look outside this country. Now, I know that if I'm doing this online, most likely someone's going to want me for my green card.
Yeah. Or money,
but the green card is really important for a lot of people. And, I'm not going to kid myself. Why is this 21-year-old guy like me? Oh, you're so hot, Giddy. Oh, you're so beautiful. You look like, my younger sister, like whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. If a 21-year-old is interested in you and she looks absolutely beautiful, but yet you can never see her in video. And another big thing, Giddy, is that people will, now with all the scammers going on, they will pre-record a interactive response they're getting really savvy, of a person talking to you, not really talking to you, but it's already generically responded. Does that make sense? So they make they make a little video. Hey, honey. I'm sorry I didn't have time to talk to you today, but I love you so much. And Charlie, remember that that I just care about and I'm thinking about you. And sometime when I'm not as busy, I'm going to set up a time. But I just want to show you that I'm real. And here's my video.
Well, if someone's always busy, right? If someone's always busy, forget that. But all right.
They're not. They're not. Okay. It's fake. It's fake.
All right. So what are the scam things? What other hints do you have?
So that one, if somebody never wants to talk to you online, also talking on the phone too, they may, and I'm going back to the international waters, they're going to have accents and you're going to be fooled. you're going to be fooled because you're going to think it's this one person from Italy. It's going to be a person from Nigeria. So don't get fooled, man. If you cannot see the person visually, and also the biggest thing, Giddy, if they ask you for money, everybody's going to say that their water buffalo is dying, or their mom went to the hospital, or their kid is sick. They're full of shit. If anybody, please, people out there, you are 10,000.
Yeah, be careful of those water buffaloes.
Water buffalo. Our 12,000 people that are listening right now, please, for the love of God, or the love of energy, or the love of the universe.
If you're going to send anybody money, send it to Gideon Lux, please.
Yes, send it to us. Don't send your money, guys. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing.
If you're really lonely, you need someone to talk to, we'll talk to you, and we won't charge you either.
We won't charge you, and...
But, yeah. You know, but Lux may ask you to talk dirty to him.
Yeah, baby. Okay, so that's, what, Giddy, what else do you want to talk about as far as that?
About that? Think? Nothing, yeah. No. You know, people are going to get scammed all the time because people put their heart out there.
Yeah, yeah.
My thing is, maybe I'm a cheapskate. I'm pretty frugal. I'm not going to just give people money. You know, I may give somebody that I visibly see that are homeless on the street, which I know I shouldn't, but I'll do that before I send somebody money online because I'm not that desperate yet, I don't think. Am I lonely? Yeah, I get lonely, but not willing to pay for it.
Well, I think, Giddy, that you're absolutely right, but people like us can still get scammed because the biggest thing with these scammers is they win your trust. They remember everything you say. They have a chat box to create these conversations that will hype you up, will make you excited. And so they're really utilizing technology, and they're like, oh my God, they remembered that I like strawberry pie. Oh, they remembered that. It's all a game, guys. And if you don't see them visually, at some point that they're actually interacting with you, then they're a scam guy, especially with money.
You know, I could never do that because, you know, I just would not want to talk to somebody and reveal all the most personal things about me if I didn't really know that they were real.
I think when you're so lonely, Giddy, and we're lucky because we still date, but there's a lot of people that don't. So when you're so lonely and one little smiley face says that,
well, you can date and still be lonely.
True, Giddy, true.
I mean, it takes a while to really get into a relationship.
It does. And yeah, the more, but remember, guys, it always has to be equal. Don't let the person, or you especially too, don't try to control everything. Remember, we're in an older age right now. Let it go, baby, and enjoy each other's company. It's appreciate with the one you're with, and the one you're with will appreciate you.
All right, you're skipping around now. Now we're not talking about scamming anymore.
Okay, so that's it. That's it. But basically, scammers will do what I
do. He wanted to just quote from a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, Love the One You're With.
Love the One You're With. Okay, and another one, other thing I want to talk about, I'm not sure if people are familiar with this, but it's called the sandwich generation. And how it's affecting.
I love sandwiches. But I love sandwiches, you know, the kind with bread.
You don't like a sandwich generation?
Well, you know, if you're talking about dating with my children and my parents, probably not. That would be a little weird to me.
Do you think I should explain what the sandwich generation is?
Yeah, I think you should.
So it's basically, in a nutshell, it's a person that's kind of sandwiched between his obligations to his children and his obligations to, or her obligations to their parents.
So we're not talking about relationships that involve your mom and dad and your children, right?
That would be gross. No, what we're talking.
I just want to make sure. I never know coming from you, so just checking.
What we're talking about, yeah, is how do you deal with that? Because you are...
Of mustard, lots of mayo.
Yeah, you're most likely snuggled up right into a sandwich generation scenario.
Is that a hot dog bun, or is that, white bread, wheat, rye?
It's, It's day old bread that you see in the back. That's for 2-for-1. That's what it is. That's a sandwich. Yeah. 2-for-1. And then you go with the late when the cheese is almost expired and you buy the cheese. That's even cheaper.
Well, you know, I like to sometimes, you know, eat my meat without any bread.
Ooh-hoo.
No, I was just thinking of sandwiches. Classy. I'm trying to reduce calories. That's all.
I bet you are. I'm just kidding. Okay, so what I thought about it, I thought, yeah, it's super hard to date when you have these two obligations. So how do you do it?
When your mom's looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, and you got to come home
and
to
your
mama.
Son's saying, "Ew, you want to date my dad? You have no idea. He picks his nose. You know, he tells all the secrets, and sometimes he toots, you know?
Yeah.
And he tells all your secrets.
And he's always asleep on the sofa after a meal. It was so funny because my son told me, "Ew, Dad, why would you want a date? You're too old." I'm like, "Hello? What do you mean?" And I think that's what I think he kind of represents how society sees us, especially Western society. Why date? Get ready to die.
Tell him that you want to make sure he has another brother.
Oh, he would he'd probably throw up right in front of me. All right. So this is a couple of issues that happens when you're in this situation. And I'm sure a lot of people are in this situation too. The sandwich situation. It's time constraints. How are you going to go out if you got to go and take care of mama and take her to shopping in the afternoon? Then you got to take your son out to baseball practice. Then you got to come back and take mom out so she can get stuff.
You take your girlfriend with you to the baseball game to watch your son?
Well, how about if you're just beginning dating? How are you going to explain to that?
So you're always, let's just go out and watch this. I'd like you to watch this poor orphan that I'm a big brother to. And then later on, she finds out that's your son.
Yeah, plenty of lies in the beginning of relationships works every time. No, it's just really hard to juggle. So the biggest thing to do is let them know and be.
And
very,
then your mom, you could pretend your mom's your ex.
That's so gross, Giddy.
I'm just trying to make this show a little interesting.
It's so funny. I was talking. Yeah, okay, now I'm flying in another direction real quick, though.
Well, your mom's, your mom's kind of hot, you know. She's kind of young looking.
Okay, where am I going to throw up? Where's my cup?
No.
So Giddy, I was talking to a lady friend about a week ago. And she, I had forgotten her name. Because she's been so busy because she was doing everything. And yeah. I said, that's fine.
Hey,
that's,
you. You yeah. said, hey, you. What'd you call her? Babe? Hey, you.
No. So check this out. So we were talking. We haven't had time because of both of us having the sandwich generation kind of scenario.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I forgot what her name was. I called her Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, I'm sorry. I had to do this, blah, 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 but maybe we can get together next week. I know you're super busy. She goes, hi, Bob. My name's not Bob. I find it very, very irresponsible that you don't remember my name. So I'm not going to date you. I'm like, listen, you. Blankety blank, beep, boop, 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 pop, pop, pop.
Wait, you
bop,
were
bop.
On a date with her and you forgot her name?
This guy is off his rocker.
And I mean,
you were texting and you didn't remember her name.
Hey, I don't remember lots of names. But I made a mistake.
What you should do is, you should never say the name until you're sure. Just say nothing. That's when people say, babe, honey, things like that. They don't really know who you are.
Now you tell me, Giddy. Now you tell me. But so she completely flips out. It seemed like her profile and my profile, we really connected. She seemed like a really cool person. And because I made one stupid mistake.
Well, she probably thought maybe you're dating a lot of different women.
So what? We're not committed yet. And I haven't even dated her yet. That's the issue, Giddy. Another big issue that I want to talk about is that your expectations, people, we all are very busy people. And if you make a mistake and call me Bob, I don't give a blank because we're not married. We're barely okay, getting Bob. To know each other. We're barely getting to know each other.
The name of the show is now Gideon Bob.
Gideon Bob. Yeah. And if you're listening to the show, lady, you seemed really cool and you blew it because we could have had a great time. And your expectations was too super high. Again, it shouldn't have been, because at our points right now, we both offer a lot, not just you. I do too. And we could both bring a lot. So don't judge just because I made a mistake.
You must have really liked her. You seem really upset.
Yes, I thought she was really cool. But you know what I did? Instead of chasing her, which maybe I should have said, hey, look, let's start over. I made a mistake. Instead of doing that, my pride came in, which is another stupid thing. Yeah. Over 50 guys. Don't, but I did it and I blew it. I said, oh, really? Well, guess what? I'm not going to respond. I didn't respond, period. I said, beat it, lady. Next. Because I felt like you disrespected me just by saying that. Now, if you would have said, hey, Bob, my name's blah, 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 how'd you forget, blah, 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 I would say, hey, look, I'm super sorry. I no disrespect. I'm terrible at names. I didn't mean that. And I meant no disrespect. I think you're super cool. But instead of doing that, you're attacking me and saying, oh, I don't think this is going to work. You're lame, lady. No wonder you're still single.
All right. I think you need to see a therapist.
Oh, okay. So Giddy, respond to what I just said from a female.
I don't know. I'm eating my red list of meat. You made me hungry. I'm talking about the sandwich generation. This is roast beef.
Well, Giddy, no, seriously. So you said I need a psychiatrist. Okay, so from a woman's perspective, why? What did I do wrong?
Well, I mean, no, that you're worried about this so much.
Well, why shouldn't I have?
No, I just say let it go. I mean, okay. I mean, you blew it. You called her by a different name. Some people get upset about those things. You know, someone else might not have, but she did.
Would you have gotten upset?
Well, I did have someone do that to me.
Oh, God, talk about it then.
Well, it just made me, it's the guy I'm dating. You know, I did mention it, and I said, hey, you know, getting confused? I made a joke out of it. I don't remember what he said, but it made me, I'm sorry, just me.
I'm watching. She's getting me hungry. Okay, Katie, finish what's in your mouth, and I'll just blurb a little bit.
Okay, she said, he basically, you know, I mean, it made me suspicious. You know, I was like, you know, like, I wonder how many other people he's dating. It was just something I found in the back of my head. That's all. I didn't write him off, but it was something I thought about.
I could see that. But you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship with her, with him. I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I was just getting to know that. I didn't.
And I brought it up a couple times since then. Oh, it's always in the back of my head.
You that's justifiable. But if we haven't even talked on the phone, that's kind of wacky.
No, this was text too. This is exactly what you had. Just getting to know each other. Oh, because I already was believing he was catfishing me at that point.
Oh, and what were the tattletale signs?
Well, I felt like he was generating these texts. I felt like, you know, they were beautiful texts, and I figured when he had another name to him that he was probably mass producing them, sending it to Jennifer, sending them to, Alicia. You know, I figured, yeah, whatever. So I just called him out, and I said, you know, hey, I think you're catfishing me. I mean, I called him late. This is what I said. I let it go for a while, and then we ended up meeting because he wanted to prove he wasn't catfishing me, and that's how we met. Met at a restaurant. Oh. And we met, and he said, see, I'm real and stuff. But, you know, I said it like it is, which I do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I said, hey, I think you're catfishing me. And he never forgot that because, you know, like, whatever. Someone asked me for money he never asked me for money. But if they give me any BS, you know, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. No, none of us do. But is that our pride screaming out again? Our pride was saying,
I don't know if it's my pride. It's just about the name thing. Is just like how many people you dating at the same time, you know? I mean, I do want to know because I don't really want to date somebody who's like acting like they're 16, dating 20 people at the same time.
But if they're open with you saying, look, I'm dating other people.
Well, they should be. Yeah. But if they're, I mean, I don't really know the rules, but it's like you get a gut feeling.
Yeah.
And she got a gut feeling that you were a cat. Oh, well, you lost one. I mean, it's a valuable lesson for you to learn, too. Now, you know, you better remember her name because it's important to a lot of women.
Whose side are you on, lady?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it'd be the same thing if I kept messing up with your name all the time, Bob, you know? I'm just saying that, you know,
I could care less unless I was in a date, unless we talked on the phone. We didn't haven't even talked on the phone, Giddy. We hadn't
talked on the phone either. The guy that I'm taking, it was just a text. And I just had a gut feeling. I think when we get into the beginning relationship, we are constantly looking for flaws, reasons to drop that person.
Yeah.
And you just made that easy for her because we're not looking for reasons to be with you. We're looking for reasons to dump you.
And why is that?
Because we're being very cautious. You're telling us to be cautious and we're being very cautious.
And hence this epidemic of loneliness.
You know what?
That's a byproduct lonely.
Okay.
Of it.
Some people would rather be lonely than be in a phony relationship.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
So, you know, you have to be careful about lonely. I think you cannot be dating somebody, not have sex, and still be fulfilled. I don't know. Women can. You can. Friends, hanging out with people and stuff. You don't, I mean, you know, there's other ways to handle, you know, those... You know, the basic needs. You don't have to have somebody there, you know, that you invite in your life that you're worried about that they're a risk to your life, you know, in terms of physical, emotional, or financial safety. You know, when you get to a certain age, you know, I was married a really long time. And I know you've been married, you know, collectively, you know, a long time before, if you add all those years from the different marriages. So, what I'm saying is that...
Thanks, Kitty.
No, I'm just saying that you don't really...
My dirty laundry, you're hanging
on. Oh, you've already, you know, have it on your profile. I'm just saying that sometimes no relationship is better than a bad relationship. That's all.
We're
cautious. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Many of us are cautious. It doesn't mean you shouldn't go for it. It just means, you know, we have our feelers up. And if having the guy know your name is important, hey, you lost out on that one.
Yeah, I guess we both did. That's why I see it.
You're assuming a lot about yourself. We both did.
I'm not assuming. I know that I'm...
You know that she... Okay, you know, go about that. Oh, she missed out on me. I don't want a guy who thinks, oh, well, it's her loss, you know? F you, I don't care. I mean, I didn't even know you in the first place. How can you lose something you never had?
Because you would have had a great time.
For you, it would have been once or twice. And her, she wants a lifetime. Maybe she's been down this road before,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But Giddy, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And of course I am.
I don't mean in disrespect. I just, this is how I felt. And I do feel that I give a lot to relationships. So, I mean, maybe I sound like I'm pompous and I'm a jerk, but I'm not. I'm a cool person. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm a cool person too. I'm awesome too.
We're
both awesome and cool. I'm sorry, sir. You know how bad that sounds.
No, but it's
That's
true.
Why I'm saying it, you know?
Giddy, but it's true. We're all.
I flip my hair back.
Yes, and we all should have that persona of ourselves, that we are all awesome, that we all are great.
Too bad we have to get on camera sometimes and we have to meet these people because, heck, I could date everybody if no one ever saw me. I could just be wearing a cloak all the time.
But no, Giddy, we should all think highly of ourselves. What's the crime in that, that I'm thinking highly of myself? I'm not putting
anybody
down.
No, I think you can, but... It doesn't always mean if your perception is not the same as everybody else's.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, course. Then, you know, you could be thinking, why am I so great? Nobody wants to date me.
Yeah, or I could think that, why am I such a loser? Which one would you rather be? Which I don't one would know. You think of?
I mean, I don't think being a loser is just that. Oh well, you know, I don't. You know, I mean, I think a lot of us feel that way. You know, everybody, our moms usually say, oh, you know, look, Sonny, you're so cute. I don't know why a woman doesn't want you, you know? And then the woman says, God, how'd you ever get married? You know?
Yes.
You know, so it's just different perceptions, you know?
It is, but the most perception, the most important perception is yourself.
Well, I don't think anybody should be, how you feel about, you know, yourself. Suicidal about how they look and stuff. Just no. That we have to realize, you know, the dating scene is very competitive. I guarantee yes. You. I mean, I know the person that I'm dating, he has been with many, many gorgeous women before, just the nature of his career and stuff. Yeah. And I cannot go ahead and even think that or compare myself. I can't go that route because, of course, I'll feel inferior. And, you know, but I mean, I can't go there. I can't go there, but I know that. And I think, what in the world does he see in me? But, you know, that's for him. That's for him to figure out, not for me. Me, I just have to accept because I think sometimes we just don't feel like, you know, we're good enough. All of us don't feel that way because we're all insecure in a little bit, you know?
Of course we are. Yes, we are. Of course.
So, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I mean, if I have no men that like me or only weirdos like me, I'm not going to jump off a cliff. I'm going to say, you know, maybe I'd be better off spending my time gardening. Too bad I don't like gardening. But maybe I need a hobby or something. I shouldn't dwell on the things that are my weaknesses.
Oh, definitely. And that's what I'm trying to say, Giddies, is, you know, don't take it. If something negative happens to you, negative for you, not negative for the individual, but for you. Don't dwell on it and don't take it personal and don't say it's a slap on your part.
Well,
it's
you know, when out. I get down, what I do is I end up writing or I do something else. I mean, the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to realize, I mean, I've already come to terms, you know, maybe, I had a long marriage. I had beautiful children and stuff. And maybe at this point in my life, I will not meet somebody. It's not the worst thing. The worst thing that could happen to me is I could get sick and die.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, you know, there you're is right, plenty baby. Of life that I can do things and I can learn. I mean, the first thing is you got to learn to love yourself no matter what.
Beautiful, Giddy. You're absolutely right.
And realize that as a person, you can go around. You know, what you get tired of is when you're single and you're by yourself, is that you go to all these places and, you know, I'm always celebrating everybody else's anniversary, you know? And it it reaffirms to me, you know, how my marriage failed, right?
Oh, geez, Giddy. But, you know, it shouldn't reaffirm because, you know, life is different for everyone.
No, I know that. I know that. But at the same time, you know, I mean, I have to deal with the idea that, you know, there are a lot of people, even though there's a lot of lonely people, there are a lot of people that are happily married too.
That's absolutely right.
I mean, it's just a thing. And, you know, you have to get used to it. I mean, not like my brother has never married at all. So, some people choose that way of life too.
Well, he's married to his job. He loves his job.
Right.
Yeah. I could see that too. Okay. So let's go back to sandwich generation.
Okay.
So another big issue.
Well, I finished my meat, so I'm okay. I skipped the bread.
Oh, you going to eat that later?
No. I saved about 200 calories. Thank you. I'm trying to date. I can't eat the bread, you know?
Wait a minute. Someone just slipped something out. What do you mean you're trying to date? Aren't you in a relationship?
No, I am. But I mean, at the same time, you know, I can't be El Chubo. I still, even if you're dating, you have to still be, you know.
Yeah. No,
you can't just keep getting more blobbier and blobbier.
Oh, you're right, Giddy. Okay, so another big issue for the sandwich generation people is time constraints. You have less time to devote to a date or even meet somebody because of your family obligations. So how do you work that in? What do you think, Eddie?
Well, I know that when I first started dating, about now, how long has that been? I guess we're coming up on 7 years. The first one is I took my daughter with me. She was in college. I brought her along for my first date. I was kind of nervous. I have an episode on this.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
She just came with me. I said, would you go with me? I have a date. This is my first date. You know, in 10 years since I've been divorced. And she said, sure. And she went with me. The guy was sweet. He was an oceanographer. And we went way, way far out by the ocean. And my daughter said, you know, he could be a serial killer. And we both were like kind of scared a second. But he, you know, he treated us to pizza. And he was really, you know, he lived too far away. So I didn't pursue that. But he was a cool guy. But yeah, I still remember that was a bonding experience because my daughter, you know, was very supportive of me. Well, she was college age, you know, like a freshman.
Okay, we're running out of time. We'll be right back after this, our message from our sponsor.
Okay, hemorrhoids. They're not
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a poke and keep it company.
Now, okay, go for it.
All right, so when your butt feels like it's in a rut, remember, rub that hemorrhoids ointment all over, and I hear it's good for your facial wrinkles too to get rid of them.
Yeah, and now it comes in hot sauce flavor, so
so don't eat the whole thing, and you know, and don't always put it on your tacos because you know.
Yeah, save.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if it's safe eating.
Save some for your butt. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's enough. Oh, Giddy. So I was also talking to another woman.
And wow, two in one week.
Yeah, and she seemed pretty interesting. I really liked her, but then the poor thing was already dating somebody else, and she told me up front, you know, I'm not really dating him, but he was really manipulative. And then she started talking about her husband who passed away 2 years ago for COVID, and she told me how wonderful person he was and how he guided her. all this oops. And yeah, so it was just a mess. And a mess as far as emotional mess, because I felt terrible for her. I felt really bad. I felt like I was kind of trying to help her cure herself from being so sad and lonely. And I felt really bad about that because I couldn't give her what she wanted. And we were talking for a long time, and at first it started really good, but then she just could not stop talking about her husband that passed away.
So what did she want? You couldn't give her what she wanted.
She wanted to get in a relationship, but she had so much baggage, and that's another big huge thing.
Well,
and
maybe just, you know, sometimes you could have just used this to be a friend with her.
Yeah, I did tell her. I said, look, I think it's best that we're friends and see where it leads.
Well, you could go out with her. What if you went out with her and she's like this stunning fox?
We didn't get that far because I felt that.
Because you were scared.
Yeah, well, you know, because the poor thing lost her husband. And I think it's
2 years ago.
But she still talks about him a lot.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, because she doesn't have anybody else. Well, like, maybe, you know, one day with you, and then she'll talk about you.
Well, she was dating another guy, too, but she dumped him because he was manipulative and didn't let her do what she wanted to do.
Which
she,
was what?
She wanted to do, I don't want to say too much because if she listens to the show, I don't want her to say, oh, my God, this guy's a jerk. But basically, she worked at a Let's see. God, how do I say this without saying? Like she okay, she wanted to do one thing, and the person.
So she wanted to have sex with him, and no, she's a stripper at a strip joint.
No.
Your typical profile. You know?
Yeah, typical profile after 50. That's what happens to us. No. She just wanted to get an animal where she worked at, but her ex-boyfriend told the people that worked there that she had many animals, and that it was not good for the animal and for her if she adopted another animal to bring.
How many
to
animals
her house.
Does she have?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. So she was so upset about it, and she told.
Well, maybe she has hyenas or she has lions. You know, maybe they're a dangerous species. I'm sure she was a cat lady.
No, she had a bunch of dogs. She had one dog. I mean, she had five dogs, but she was going to get another dog for her apartment because she worked at a place. And her ex.
Because she worked at a dog place.
Yeah, dog, not recycling.
Because she felt sorry for those poor little doggies.
And she loved them, loved that doggy. And
well, you need a doggy. You should have taken that doggy for her.
Well, she wanted me to do that.
Well.
And then
don't you feel an empty spot in your heart for that doggy?
No. And then give it back to her because they didn't let her do it. And I said,
no, you just don't give it back. Then you keep it because what kind of doggy is it?
It was a big Labrador retriever. So it's a big dog.
Oh, wow. Not like easy to hide that one.
No, not in your little apartment, you know? So I could understand what was going on, but she.
And so why did her boyfriend, is he living with her?
He sees her a lot, I guess. No, he wasn't living with her. That's what
like,
she said.
Like, why does he care? Why does she listen to him?
Because she doesn't feel good about herself at all.
You see, that's the thing I don't know. I mean, I think there's a point of, you know, especially big dogs, you know, in an apartment, five of them.
She couldn't see that. She just saw that. She saw this dog.
Because she was
face.
Feeling lonely, and she wants the dogs to replace that feeling of being lonely.
I think that's what's happening. And I wasn't going to tell her that. And I didn't want to go and adopt this dog and then give it to her because I didn't know what the situation was either. And so anyway.
No, that's okay. You did the right thing, so.
So we haven't really talked again because I just felt like she is just too, she has a lot of stuff that she needs to work out before she's ready to date. And if she's already kind of dating someone, what am I, another guy that comes in and
feels well, maybe she needs guys to help. Maybe that's how she's adopted the other dogs.
Maybe. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe he helped her adopt too. And he's like, I'm not doing this again.
God, who knows, right?
Right.
But so she had a lot of baggage. So no. So strike three on my.
I'm trying again. To find a guy to help me adopt scorpions.
You came to the right place. I'll do that.
And if they live through the adoption process, then they're a keeper.
Oh, you keep your scorpions out of the cages?
Well, they got to get them. They got to bring them, you know. And if the scorpion bites them and they die, then I guess they were never meant to be.
I love that. When I was in Vietnam, I did a run with my buddy. We both rented some motorcycles, went down into the jungles, and we visited one of his friends, and he had a pet scorpion. It was huge, and he let that pet scorpion walk around the house in the main living room we were at. And I said, Jesus Christ, that scorpion's going to bite somebody. And the scorpion looked at me and brought his big old tail up, and he said, and the guy said, don't worry. When they get bigger, it's less poisonous. It doesn't hurt as much. It only hurts if they're small. And I was like, I don't want this goddamn scorpion by me. He was laughing. Oh, dude, it's no problem. No, yeah, it's no problem to you. I don't want to get bit. And this little scorpion was like teasing me. He was like coming closer with his big old tail. He was going to bite me. I finally had to get up and said,
so was he cute?
I guess it was as cute as he could be for being a scorpion. It was his buddy. He had him for years, and
that's interesting that the scorpion didn't is an insect and didn't try to bite him or anything, or a reptile.
Yeah, it would just walk around. It was just walking around, and he would get close.
So
to
what
us
did he feed it?
I'd never ask any.
His visitors?
Probably. It was like, hey, new food. No, this guy's fat. He's going to taste good. No, I don't know what, but that's why when you talked about scorpions, yeah, I remember that. But okay, let's go back to our.
Well, you should get generation. A pet scorpion and then, you know, put that on your profile.
Have pet scorpion, may bite you, but don't worry. Well, it won't hurt.
But, you know, see what they say. See what they say. See if you get any, maybe you'll get some weird girls.
I should, huh? Take a put a big picture of a scorpion and say, this is my best friend, Charlie. You must love scorpions to go out with me. Well, you know what I'm doing too, Giddy, is I'm still not paying for it as a cheapo. That's why I'm not really dating. I kind of just, whoever's free that comes in, I jump on. But not jump on, but I talk
to. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But I should pay for it. I just don't. Okay. So then,
well, the thing about it is, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not on any dating services right now because it just got old.
Yeah.
So right now I think that, you know, you do meet people in different places, you know, it's been interesting just being open to all the places you meet people.
It's really interesting. Like I think that a big no-no too in these, in meeting people online. And some people include a picture of them when they were young. And, you know, we look a lot different when we were young, right? And
not me.
Well, good. I do.
No, but I mean, I'm just kidding. But, you know, so I know what you mean. But, I mean, that was the only thing I liked about it. It was interesting reading people's profiles and stuff.
I see.
But, you know, I mean, you know, other than if I wanted a lot of coffee dates, that's all that seemed to be good for me. Because it just seemed like you said, online dating for most people, maybe when you're younger, it's different, you know, because when you're older, you know, when you're young, okay, when you're younger, they'll go out and it can be a one night thing, whatever like that. Now, for us, as we get older, it isn't so much the one night thing. It's like having a coffee date. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of, there's a big stall. For me, it was between the coffee date and the next date. There was like not a nothingness. And I'm a little bored about that, you know?
Yeah, that.
I had thousands of coffee dates.
Do you think that maybe when you're young, and I remember when I dated when I was much younger, I could date like 2-3 times a week with different people. And now it's very, very difficult.
Oh, well, I would go out with in a club or something.
In a club, too, yeah.
I mean, that's how you meet people. I mean, I never thought about meeting people online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, me either. Not really. But Giddy, what I wanted to say is that, so we change a lot as we get older. And so a couple profiles that I saw with, oh my God, these women were oh God, beautiful, gorgeous. But then, I mean, at 17 or 18 when they put the pictures. But now, they don't even look like themselves. They're a shadow.
So why did they include pictures of
themselves? That's what I'm saying.
See, I'm not going to include a picture of myself when I'm 19.
And gorgeous, right? And then now? And you're still gorgeous, but I'm saying,
I don't know. At 19, no. I mean, I just, the difference between me is, I don't know if I was ever gorgeous, but at 19, I think I look like I was 12. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I actually think I looked the best in my 30s.
Well, okay. So say you said you put a picture of your best picture of yourself.
Yeah.
And then now, I mean, you're already telling people, how do I measure up? I used to look like this. So this is how I want you to imagine looking like when you see me now. What is the message you're trying to say? That's what kind of threw me off guard. I was like, lady, you don't even look like yourself. You're gorgeous. You were gorgeous. Now you're
so old. How much difference do they look like now?
200% different.
Did they cut off all their hair?
They just didn't age as well as they could have. But that's not a bad thing, and I don't want to be judgmental, but I still like the person. I thought, you know what?
You just don't think they should be showing comparisons of what they used to be.
Because you're like saying that, oh, look, I was so hot, but I'm not now. But that's what I was reading. But I'm not now. But I want you to remember.
Well, how many women actually do that?
I found three people do that. And I thought, whoa, that is really weird. I would never put a picture of me when I was at my
prime. I don't know if I've seen any guys do that.
Oh, you've seen women do it too?
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't really, you know, I mean, I've actually looked at women, you know, not because they're my competition, but because I'm trying to rate myself. I've actually said women seeking women. I know other women have done this. I don't know if you've done this. I know a lot of guys, they never do it. They go, are you kidding? Because they're afraid some guy's going to hit them up. I think this is funny. But I put women seeking women because I want to see what, you know, is out there. I want to see where do I stand, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I see a mix of people and I don't know. And then I get bored and I move on. And then, but, you know, most of those women don't hit on me anyways. Even if I said I'm woman, I'm still not good enough for a woman.
Well, you haven't really gave it 100%, Kitty, so you don't really know. So the dating is out there is tough. It's just tough. And especially at our age now, it's tougher. But it's okay. It's not impossible. You can still find somebody. So the next thing about the sandwich generation is financial constraints. You don't have enough cash to not only to take time off to take care of mama, take time off to take care of.
Well, how do you take daughter. A woman out or, you know,
exactly.
How do you do?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I am okay with splitting the tab, but how do you bring that up? You have to know them a little bit.
It's pretty difficult, and it's going to limit your ability to actually go out and socialize. You can't really do it.
Well, you could. I mean, if you date for the first two times and then say, write in your profile that, you know, you believe that a relationship should be financially equitable or whatever. Write that in there. And then when you go out with her, you know, the first date, first two dates, you should be expecting to pay because you don't know or anything. And then after that, just say, you know, I want to reaffirm, you know, my profile says that I believe we should be in equal partnership. I believe in equal equality all across the board. But that also includes finances. So, if we're going to go somewhere, we're going to split the tab.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Kitty, that's so funny because two of the women that I was talking to didn't even have cars. And I thought that's kind of interesting. Is that because in the area that we're living, it's too difficult? And
well, there's a lot of cities, Chicago, New York, a lot of places people don't have cars.
Just don't have cars. I guess because in the area that where we're located, everybody has cars. So that was kind of a red flag for me too, that I thought, well, you don't even have a car. And, you know, people are financially constrained. It's true. Cause a lot of people are suffering financially, and the
I mean, if you got to realize that, you know, the first dates could just be a walk in the park.
I agree, but
it doesn't have to be a fancy restaurant. It's only if you set that up that way.
Do you think it's important that people let you know right off the bat that
I think in your profile you become detailed. Just say, look, you know, just write in there and just, I mean, almost everybody our age, if they're not rich, I mean, my God, don't you think if people were really rich, they wouldn't be on these online dating services? They wouldn't have to.
I totally agree. I think when you have,
I don't know if you're a rich person and you're on here, please write us so you can correct me.
Because I think they have more opportunity to meet people through different
matchmakers or whatnot, you know?
Yeah. I think the people that are on dating sites.
But then again, if I were really rich, I'd probably, you know, try these things too. But, you know, at the same time, I'm sure nobody wants to just be a sponge and pay for everything.
That would suck.
Because, you know, you watch those TV shows where the woman's looking for some guy to support her, you know, diamond habit or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Write, like, you know, I would write in there, if this is true, I like long walks in the park. You know, I think this would be a great first date, you know, just go to, you know, such and such beach and sit there and picnic.
That sounds, I should probably say
with me and my scorpion. Yeah, and see who shows up. Right.
Scorpion Charlie. he likes the ocean. Okay, so safety concerns. So a big issue is that not only do you have to argue with your mom that the person is a cool person, but you also have to argue with your kids. And because they're, I think, especially with the younger generation, they're more exposed to safety concerns or situations that may.
So why are you going to bring them home anyways? You're not. You're going to go out for dinner. Why can't you meet them when you're at work? Why can't you just go to lunch? Yeah, why does the family have to know these people right off the bat?
Well, because we're in that sandwich generation category, and that no matter what.
Well,
you mean
you don't get a break at all ever from your mom or your kid?
No, you're either taking care of parent. Or
well, I would just say, hey, kids, I got to take care of some bills. And I'd come up with an excuse and I'd get away for an hour and a half and I'd meet them for lunch or something.
Diddy, what do you think I do? I'd make up stuff that I got to go to the library. And because if I did it, my mother would say, no,
you can't do that. What about blah, blah, blah? Shouldn't you be spending more time with your sons? Why are you doing that? You don't even have the money to go out there right now. Aren't you supposed to be saving so you could get a house? And why are you supposed?
Well, that's why you don't tell your parents, your older parents, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And what about me?
So, you know, it's
well, you can go on a date with us too, but mom, I think it'd be a little weird to do a little menage a trois.
No, I mean, this is just the issues that arises because we're stuck in this.
And for your son, you say, hey, you'll get your own down the road. Leave me alone. This is my woman.
So here's the overall point of this. So if you're in that sandwich generation category, face it, you're going to have limited time. Your finances are going to be pretty tough to deal with, and you may not be emotionally available. So you got to really ask yourself, if you're in the sandwich generation, how are you going to make it work? Because it's not going to be fair to the person you're dating if you can't make it work, right?
Unless they're in the same situation, and then you end up, you know, hey, Brady Bunch, how, you know, everybody gets together.
And two moms?
I don't know. I don't think there's rules on anything. I just think sometimes it's going to work, but if it doesn't work, just don't be too hard on yourself. That's all.
Yeah. So this was another.
And if your parents tell you no, the only thing the parents should be there for, look, mom, I'm going to be gone for a couple hours. I'm going to have some sex. Here's the motel room I'm at. You know, if there's something comes up, just give me a call there. But don't come in the room, no matter what.
Don't open the door, mom.
Yeah. So
but of course your mom was still not.
But I'm just saying, you could leave, you know, you could tell a best friend or something, you know, and say, this is where I'm going to be in case this woman is crazy and she kills me. But other than that, it's nobody's business.
Yeah, you got to work it out. But and
I mean, you're not going to tell your kid, hey, I'm going to go meet this hot chick, you know, for an hour, but I'll be back in time to take you to soccer practice. Too much information, Dad, you know?
Yeah, my son would say, right.
And then your mom, you know, what are you going to tell her? Come on, mom, I got needs. You really want to have that conversation with her?
We don't. So what do? You just hide, right? Guys out there in a sandwich generation scenario, hide.
Well, you just need to, you know, you need to meet the person that you need to meet, you know, hopefully, safely. But you need to let people know where you are, because you never know, men or women, who's going to be the psycho one. You don't want to be on a 60-minute or Dateline tonight.
No.
Try to discover what happened to Dad.
Exactly. Oh, one more big thing, Diddy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always ask these questions when I hang out with, when I start talking to women that potentially will date, is that how are their experiences with other men? And Giddy, they all say that the men always want sex and they almost demand it. And I'm like, whoa, that is so weird that we still, because I remember you telling me about situations like that still happens. Dudes, are you kidding me? My buddies, my bros, man, come on.
Don't, yeah, give up on that sex thing, guys.
Yeah, I mean.
It won't go anywhere. It's a dead end.
No, I mean, if you take your penis out, that they're not going to get excited. If you force sex, you might not
get
rape.
Up. Yeah, you might go to prison.
Exactly. But you probably won't even get it up, dude. So after your couple of drinks, stop thinking like a 12-year-old, I mean, like a 20-year-old or a 17-year-old, and date for the person, not who the person is, or because you think you're going to have sex. Go jack off before then, dude, because that turns off a lot of women.
But don't share about it.
Yeah, I jacked off, so you're safe. No, you don't want to say that. But again, guys, put your goddamn penis back in your head and back in your
head.
Back in your head, yeah. Back in your pants, and sell yourself for who you are. Come on, dude. That's so
because as barbaric. You get older, it won't work anyways.
It's not gonna work, and you probably won't even get hard. The slinker is gonna come out. You're gonna say, well, yeah, look at the potential. They don't care about that, dude. Come on. There's a small person. And again,
so I can't believe all these women share this with you.
Yes, I thought it was very interesting. One more big thing that I brought up with them, and I was just getting a little risque with one of them. I said, hey, I just want to know, does size really matter? Because
I don't have anything.
Yeah, because I don't have anything. And she told me something really neat, and that's not true, but she told me something really neat. She said, well, you know, the feeling for a woman is only within an inch in and around, and so size doesn't really matter. Girth matters more than size. And I thought, oh my God, all these years I thought that bigger is better, but I guess not, or I guess it depends on the individual. But so I always ask the question anyway, because I just do.
Because you get up. That's the only way you get, you know, the only way you can check off later is from these conversations.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tell me more about the girth. No, okay. Okay, on that bright note, Giddy, anything else you want to talk about?
All right. I just want to make sure. Oh,
and another thing too. So the person with the dating narcissist.
Okay, I'm just checking to make sure I know what girth means. The distance around the outside of a thick or fat object, like a tree or a body. The oak was 6 feet in girth.
Or the penis.
6 feet. Oh my God.
6 feet in girth. It wasn't very long, but it was sure wide. No kidding. So what I wanted to do too is I want to put it out there because maybe
I thought it was width, but I just, you know, when they say an oak tree 6 feet wide, that's a, you know, it gives me the chills just thinking about that.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Huh?
How big is a man's girth?
Eek.
The average flaccid pendulous penis is about 3.6 inches in length.
And you mean width?
The average, well, it says in length. And then they said the average erect penis is 5 inches long. The girth is 3.66 inches. So it's a square. And then, no, wait. Okay, no, it's, yeah, listen.
Yeah.
Hey, its length is 3.61. The average girth is 3.66. Isn't that a square? How does it do anything?
I'm terrible with math, so I
no. If it's almost like a square. Think about it. One side is 3.61, and the other side is 3.66.
Ah, interesting.
Isn't it? And they said that, but when it gets erect, then it gets 2 inches longer.
Only
but I guess
inches?
it still stays the same girth.
I'm
so gonna... we're talking about 3.61 length, 3.66 for the width. That's the average penis. So everybody go measure your penis.
And I think the majority of the people are average. And I don't know why people are always thinking that everyone's gigantic when they're not. So there you have it. Yay.
Somebody said, how much should one be? Oh, okay. A small horse. Sorry.
A small horse? Jeez.
So if you don't think, you know, men are good enough, a small horse is 30 inches. 30 to 30? 32.
That would kill somebody, right?
Well, a large horse would be a yard.
Oh my God. So
There you go.
So lonely female start dating ponies. Green ponies and.
So that's my contribution today.
Yay!
I was going to mention a book, but you know, I can do that next time.
No, talk about the book. What book was it? We got a little more time.
Well, let me see if I can find it now.
We ended
up having this, you know, wonderful conversation about girth and stuff.
Yeah. It's called Love After 50, How to Find It, Enjoy It, and Keep It.
And it's written by a journalist.
Her name is, should we say her name?
Yeah, I mean, she wrote the book. Of course she wants the people to know. It's written by Francine Russo, R-U-S-S-O. And basically, it's a comprehensive and intimate guide to finding, keeping, enjoying love after 50 with horses. No. I mean, the best kind of love there is.
And scorpions.
Here's the premise. Studies keep showing that love after 50 is more satisfying than at any other stage in life. And it makes sense because at this stage, you are more emotionally stable. Some of us are, and more focused on the present. You know what you absolutely have to have.
Yeah.
Also, what you can't live without. Partnering is no longer about building family and fortune. It's about sharing intimacy as grounded individuals. And sex isn't pass or fail anymore. It's about becoming erotic friends.
It also talks about the changing landscape.
If this is the promised land, how do you get there? So she's a journalist, Francine Russo, and she interviewed the best experts, maybe Dr. Ruth, I don't know, in the field, and dozens of couples to help show the way. It reminds me of, what was that Robert De Niro movie, that funny movie, The Fockers, where the wife, remember Barbara Streisand? She was the sex counselor or whatever. It was hilarious.
It was a good movie.
Anyways, advice like how to recover from emotional damage of divorce, the grief of widowhood, which you talked about. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should buy this book for your friend. A history of unfulfilling relationships. That's you. Mm-hmm. And how to build realistic relationship requirements for a partner. What attitudes to bring to dating. How to overcome the physical challenges of sex and embrace your erotic self. It's spelled wrong. I swear that's physical because it wouldn't be psychic challenges of sex. The physical challenges of sex.
You know, Giddy, maybe it is. Maybe that has to do with
No, it's physical. Come on. Psychic challenges of sex? No, it's physical. They just didn't spell it right.
Well, sometimes your pee-pee can't get hard because you're too stressed out. That happens.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
No, it's a psychological issue, right?
No, that's not psychological. It's a misspelled word.
Okay.
I looked it up. It goes, you know, instead look for physical. No, the person, they hear this author, not truly a journalist that I know. There's two different things. I think it is psychological, but that's not what they meant.
That's what they meant,
and I went ahead and checked it. It should be the physical challenge of sex. But I would see, because the next statement says how to evaluate the financial, emotional, and practical results of living together, marrying, or living apart.
Yuck, married. Do people really think of marrying after 50?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
I didn't know that. Let's talk about that next time.
So what do you think people are doing? You think they're just doing this so they can have sex like you?
No, not. It's not about
how to deal with hostile adult children to safeguard your relationship and family. They said it's essential reading.
Yeah. Why do you have to get married? Why can't you just be in a relationship?
Because it's a sin.
Oh, okay.
All right, Satan.
And I don't just date people for sex, Giddy. I don't know why you
date them for money too.
Yeah, just bring that. No, come on. Yeah, money and sex, like everybody else. No, I'm not a gold digger. Male gold digger. Female gold digger. I don't know. We should talk about that in the next show, but we're running out of time. We have 7 minutes left. So, anything else?
Well, there's a lot of books. secrets dating after 50. I don't know if I want to support this whole industry out there. It's not like I'm, you know, part of it or anything. I mean, all these books, you know, where's our book? Oh, we haven't put it out there.
We have it. You just don't want to bring it out yet.
His needs, her needs, making romantic love. I don't know what we would call.
I don't know.
I wouldn't call it secrets.
Secrets of intimacy.
Secrets dating after 50.
I would call it embracing change.
The Inside's Guide to Finding Love Again.
Yes.
So, okay. Are you recently single or over 50? This is written in a few years ago. Or 60 and feeling like a dinosaur in the modern world of dating? Well, buckle up, because Secrets of Dating After 50 is here to help. Two women, one in her 50s and the other in her 60s, take us on a wild ride. How wild could this be?
Yeah.
In their search to find love later in life and discover the landscape is completely changed and potential partners are served up online and there's no rules on how to behave.
There's also a book, Dating After 50 for Dummies.
Yeah, you can get that one.
Thanks. Nitty, we got to go. We're out of time.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. It's been another episode of Dating After 50 with Giddy and Bob. Dirty Bathwater is the show. And thank you for listening, everyone. All right. Thanks, Lux.
You mean Bob. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been gone for way too long now. If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I wanna do. I hope that you are safe and that I will see you soon. If I could lay down beside you, I would. Even if you're gone, I won't forget you. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. And even if you're gone, I will remember. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. If I could lay down beside you, I would.